Good morning, everyone. If you didn't know, this past week, our middle school and high school group spent the week at Regent University in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And, yeah, we had a great time, and now they're going to tell you about it. So I told them they all have to say something. So you can pull a Josh from last year and say the food was good. And that's enough. That's fine with me. We want to hear from everybody. You can come up by yourself. You can come up with your buddy and whatever you want to do. So, and the seniors are going last, just so everybody knows. So somebody's got to be the first one. Come on, Avery. Come on. There.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Okay. I wrote down some stuff last minute, so I'm just going to read it. I had a great time. I met many people. I was in a group. We did, like an MFUG group. We did, like, beach evangelism. I was with Yoshi and Zach, and we had a good time. It was very refreshing, and it made me realize that I want to do beach evangelism more, or, like, just, like, maybe street evangelism, because we're not that close to the beach. We're not, like, next door. Like, we were 20 minutes away. It was nice. The breakfast and lunch food was not good. They gave us three sausages and two egg clusters. Like, it was bad. I couldn't even eat it. The dinner was good, though. The dinner was good.
Egg pucks.
Oh, my gosh. And then we got, like, luxury dorms. It was kind of nice. I was with Adrielle, Nelly, and Kate, and it was nice to, like, share how our days went, and, like, the late-night conversations were really good, and it made me realize that I want to, like, get closer with God and, like, think about him all the time through my life, like, every day. Also, it was my birthday, so that was nice. So... Zach went up two times and was like, everybody, it's my friend's birthday. So that was nice. A lot. But yeah, we had a good time. So yeah, who's going next?
Call him up. You get to pick.
Karina, go.
Yes. Do you want people to come up with you?
I'm fine. Okay. I'm fine. Oh, sorry. Hi, everybody. So this was my... Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, my name is Corina. This was my first year at Fuge because I have been at this church for a little less than a year now. And we did a lot of Bible study and sermons and worship. And for me, it was just so inspirational. And I feel like I will carry on what I learned there moving forward, because it was a life-changing experience for me. My group, specifically, since we were doing missions, we got to go to a nursing home and meet with a lot of people there and help them out. We played bingo and we got to paint with one another. And especially one day, the elderly people there, they started to sing worship songs, and we were praying all together, and everybody was taking turns praying for the people there. And I lost count of the amount of times where, like, I had, like, a one-on-one prayer with somebody, and it was really beautiful because you could see that no matter who you are, where you are in life, or how old you get, the Lord will never forget you, and you are never lost. And that was truly beautiful, to see how he's working in people no matter where you are. And the people there itself, everything was about God. It was always Jesus, and that is something I've never seen, I've never experienced before, and so it truly brought me so much joy, and I still feel joy thinking about it today, and I will continue to. So I just, if you, next year you should go. If you, no, yeah.
Pick somebody.
Hello, so...
What's your name?
My name is Lucy, and I had a really great experience. I just learned a lot, and I just learned about, like, owning my faith, and I can't, like, if, like, my friend committed their life to Jesus, like, and I did, like, it has to be my choice, not my friend's. And so, yeah, I just learned a lot, and I had a really great time.
Hey,
Well, this... My name's Peyton.
What's your name?
I just said that. My name's Peyton, and this was my second year going to Fuge. And I went to the nursing home of Karina and Lucy, and it was really fun getting to know the elderly people and talking to them about God. I definitely got closer to God this year, and yeah, it was really fun.
Who's going next?
I'm LJ. We like wrapped diapers at a diaper bank, and that was fun. And like, in the morning when we went and like did the morning like worship thing, that was fun. And then, yeah. And made some friends. It's good.
Nelly. But it was like fun because we got to hang out with like our church group, but then we also got to make new friends and hang out with them a lot too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, my name's Selah. One of the things this is Pastor, that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. Pastor said, he was like, it seems like Jesus would go after ones that are, like, perfect and follow him, but he goes after those who are the weakest and bring them closer to him, and that really stuck out to me. And the whole week was just really inspiring and really fun. Yeah.
My name is Adrielle. This was my second year going to Fuge, and I got to serve in the nursing home with pretty much all the girls from our church. So that was really fun. I feel like Fuge always brings our youth group closer together, closer to God. And it's also cool to be able to serve with people from all over the country, Connecticut, Virginia. And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
My name's Celia, and I was also in the nursing home group with most of the people. Nobody mentioned this, but our group thing was lightning, and we had a symbol, and I thought that was cool. It was like this, so that was pretty cool. Anyways, I really enjoyed with all the people in our group, even some of the really rowdy boys that were from Connecticut. They always stepped up to the plate when we went to the nursing home, and they did what they needed to do, and they were being really responsible. And I also really liked the theme of owning your faith. That was really cool. Something that stuck out to me a while ago that a teacher said was that God doesn't have grandchildren, and so we all need to own our faith, and we all need to step up to it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. God doesn't have grandchildren, so we have to step up, because just because your parents are Christian doesn't mean you automatically are. So you have to own that. And this week, I really got that. So, yeah.
It was really good. My name's Tisha. The experience was amazing. Since this is my first time going to a camp in general, it was really good connecting with other people, and the praise was amazing. And I enjoyed getting second place in the Mega Relay.
Yeah.
My name is Judah. This is my first time going to Fuge. I was roommates with Nicholas, and I don't really have anything to say that has not already been said multiple times.
My name is Nicholas, and I think the worship and the sermon was, like, really powerful.
All right, so if you haven't noticed, we're all wearing the same shirt. It says, Into the Light. That was our theme for the week. And we've tapped our three young men who just graduated and will soon be heading off to college. And they're going to kind of share the theme for each day and the overall theme of the spiritual focus and maybe sprinkle in some of their own personal experience in there. So come on up, whoever's first.
Hello, I'm Zach.
Hi, Zach.
I'm 10 steps ahead. Okay. So the theme of this year was being like in the light and owning your faith, as some people have already said. So I'm going to talk about day one, what they talked about. He was talking about the story in John 4 of Jesus meeting the woman at the well, and I really liked the way he looked at it. Just like Jesus, the way he like called her out. He said that being in the light is not always comfortable, but that's how we grow. And that when we meet Jesus like that, that we can have one of two responses. Either we can be open to it and say, like, yeah, like I need to grow in this way. I need to change. Or we can have contempt and just say, that's cool that Jesus can save me, but like I'm good. I can do it on my own. So he just pointed out how like foolish that like second response is. Because with the woman at the well, she kind of tried to do that a little bit by when he called her out like that. She asked him a question about religion and tried to like separate like herself from how uncomfortable that was to be called out with what she was doing. But Jesus just like brought it back to like himself and how it doesn't matter like religion or anything like that. It's just about having a relationship with Jesus. So to me, something that stuck out to me from looking at John 4 in this way was a lot of you guys know I've been doing a lot of like street evangelism lately. Not only on this trip, but I also spent like 2 weeks in Ocean City doing that during senior week. What stuck out to me from John 4 and looking at it like that is that it's a really good picture of like how I can do like evangelism. Because if you think about it, like Jesus was like the original evangelist, right? It's a little different because I'm not telling them about myself. I learned from that like when people ask like hard questions that are like maybe trying to change the subject because it's getting uncomfortable, like the woman at the well did, just be direct and like always bring it back to Jesus. And I also learned that like a lot of people will like say they have like that say that they love Jesus, but they don't really like know what that means, or they don't really know why Jesus was so important. And so that's why it's so important to go out and tell people about him, because like how will they know unless we tell them, you know?
All right. Hi, my name's Jonathan. Day two was about like the spark, and it's like the spark in like how the spark starts in us and how our relationship starts with Jesus, and also the spark in that we can plant in other people and how that starts their relationship with Jesus. So the pastor talked about Mark chapter 2, which is like the story where Jesus heals the paralyzed man who is dropped down through the roof. And he really emphasized looking at it through like the different perspectives. So what he first talked about was the perspectives of the paralyzed man's friends who, like, they had to, like, carry him, like, for who knows how long, maybe, like, hours through the streets just to get to Jesus. And then when they finally got there, like, the whole room was packed, and they didn't, like, give up there, and they were just like, oh, we can't get to him. They went up on the roof and were like, all right, well, what can we do now? Let's like, dig through this roof and lower him down. They didn't care that that was, like, somebody else's roof. They knew what they needed to do. That one was stolen from the pastor, that part. yeah, so they knew they needed to bring their friend to Jesus, and they would do, like, whatever it takes to do that. And then from the perspective of the paralyzed man, he was, like, he was dropped down through the roof, and what he wanted was to be healed of his paralysis. But as soon as he got down there, Jesus just said, your sins are forgiven. And that would be like, what are you doing? Like, I'm paralyzed. I need to walk again. But Jesus knows what's best for us, even if it's not what we want. And yeah, so he'll do that. And then, like, the Pharisees, when Jesus said that, were, like, thinking only God can forgive sins. And that's true, but it's harder to, like Jesus says, it's harder to say that someone's, or it's harder to heal someone than just say that their sins are forgiven. So he goes on to heal the man as well. And it shows, like, the grace that God has for us as well. And then the pastor also reminded us that getting into heaven isn't about, like, the good works we do. It's about the faith we have in Jesus. And real faith that we have will change us, and that will show through the good works that we do.
Hi, I'm Yoshi. And the main focus of day three was about the people that you're able to grow in your faith with, and, like, the communities that help you push yourself towards God. So Pastor David talked about Proverbs 27:17, where it says, iron sharpens iron just as one person sharpens another. And that morning stuck out to me because what he talked about made me think about all the people who were, like, there to support me throughout my life and, like, on my walk with Jesus. And, yeah, so that Bible study and, like, between the sermon in the morning and that in the evening, like, in the afternoon, we broke out into groups, and it was, like, a further reflection upon the relationships that we have, and also the relationship that we have with Jesus. We talked about the importance of having a group of people to lean on when we were growing in our relationship with Jesus, and, like, also having how important it is to have a relationship with Jesus to guide you, to know what God wants for you throughout life. And that really made me think about, like, personally, that meeting Zach and JJ were one of the biggest blessings that I've ever received, because I was able to grow with them, even though it didn't seem like it at the time. I met them at Vacation Bible Camp. Like, I would just go there every summer, like, every year, even when I didn't, like, fully believe in God or, I don't know. It was just, they were a big part of my testimony. And, yeah, so through them, they showed me the love of Jesus. And yeah, David speaking about that verse in Proverbs made me think about the appreciation that I have for Horizon and how this church was able to guide me towards the light of Jesus. And yeah, the pastor began by saying that when your heart believes in the gospel, your life begins to look like the gospel. And he also emphasized that you can love the idea of Jesus, but it will never be the same as actually having a relationship with him. And the sermon was based off of Hebrews 10, which had a focus on how much Jesus wants to have a relationship with us. And he kept going by emphasizing that since we are able to enter the kingdom of God through Jesus' sacrifice, we should never be too scared to seek a relationship with him. We should want to get to live with the one who sacrificed himself so that he would be able to live with us in heaven. That idea came from Hebrews 10:39, which says that we're not like those who can turn away from God to their own destruction. We are the faithful ones whose souls will be saved. And it just, like, I guess that brings the idea of community. Like, we are a part of this, and not a part of those who, like, fall off. And, yeah. That whole day just made me think about, like, how much appreciation I have for, like, everyone here. Thank you.
My name's Olivia. I was a chaperone this year. It was my first year going, but it was a great experience. Something that really stuck out to me was how in all three of the sermons, the people asked God for something that they wanted in their life, but God gave them something that they didn't really like know was going to be good for them, but like, and something that they didn't really ask for, but like, and they didn't understand it in the moment, but it's something that like, would not turn out for them for good in the long run. And also, I was in the group with Krista and Nelly, LJ. I think that was it. Tisha and Jonathan. And we went to... And Nicholas. we went to the nursing... Or no, no. We went to beach evangelism the first day. And then the second day, we went to the diaper place. And then the third day, we went to the food bank. And so it was really good seeing, like, all the kids coming out of their comfort zone and, like, doing things they'd never done before. And I would say my favorite part was the last night when Elijah had his guitar, and we were all just singing just with our church outside. And it was really special because I could just really feel God's presence. And,
Hi, my name's Ross. This is my second year Fuge, and one, it was really awesome to see the growth in the kids who, from last year to this year, I was really awestruck by how God's been working in their hearts. And then they brought more people this year, right? There was a bunch of new people too, so it's awesome that Jesus' love is spreading through our youth. And then to see these three graduated seniors really step up this past year and lead, and when we kind of thanked, and I'm probably going to ruin what you're going to talk about, but we thanked like each other. We, you know, hey, I see so-and-so doing this. And a lot of people mentioned that the three of them really helped lead the younger ones in what it is to walk in Christ. So that was awesome. This year was cool because last year with Centrifuge, without the missions piece, there was like afternoon tracks and the leaders got to nap, which is really needed because... We were up till 12:30 and up at 6 every morning. So it's like, how do we do this? but this was cool because we went with them on the afternoon. So no nap for us. And I got to be with Lightning, right? Ka-chow. And so they do a chant. So we have lunch early at 11 and after Bible study session in the morning. And then... we have this hype at 11:45. There's this hype send off session, and that's where the who's going next thing is from. And they do a chant. Each group does a chant, and I, being paired with Lightning, because I was a driver for Lightning to the nursing home, I felt like I was part of Lightning, and I really enjoyed that. And so I was like rooting for them all week, and I felt, you know, they have really cool chants and stuff. So that was fun. But then I don't remember what my favorite was. Is they slammed the Lightning flag down, and all the youth went and fell over. And that, I thought that was so creative, so funny. the kids are really creative. But it was cool. So we went to the nursing home for 3 days, which was different because everybody else kind of went to different places each day. And to watch the youth not complain about picking up poop-filled garbage cans and that stunk, and they just did it. And I was just amazed that they do it without grumbling and complaining, right? They served those people. And I said to the leader lady who would kind of organize for the day, I was like, how often do you clean these? Like, is this like once a year, once a month? She goes, oh, they've never been cleaned. And I was like, I'm not going to tell them that. So I could tell. So that was amazing. And then that was the third day. The first day was really fun because we had to go and knock on these doors and like see if we could clean their closets and stuff. And I was paired up with a few of them, but Adriel and Kate, who's not here today, I was with a little bit. And I did the first, I don't know, 6 or 10 doors. I was like, hello, can we check your bed for that? We had like clips to add. And then the next 10 doors is like, it's your turn, girls. And they're like, and I was like, come on. And I just stood there. And by the end, no problem. There was no hesitation. So I was just proud. And that's just the story. Like, all of them did that. They all stepped up and did it. And, like, as leaders, I was trying to, like, let them serve. And we were helping out a little bit, but I didn't want to do it for them, right? So that was really awesome. So that's what I want to share. Krista?
Good morning, I'm Krista. Yes, my voice is always like this. So I don't know what to share. I have to stick up for lunch. Lunch was better than Avery made it sound. There were vegetables. That was the only place we got vegetables every day, which I never thought I'd say it, but I totally like that. Breakfast was terrible, though. 2 thumbs down. what else? So my group was really fun. We did we were one of the only groups that did something different every day. Not going to lie, the first day was really difficult for me because we were supposed to be going to a youth shelter to do yard work. And we had planned on that. We have a little site planning time every day. And during our site planning time, we talked all about what we were going to do. And then right as it's time to get into the vehicles after the big rally where we get all hype, they were like, just kidding, they can't take us today, so you're doing beach evangelism. And unlike these guys, that is not my passion. It's not my strong suit, and I didn't have a great attitude about it, and I never fully recovered from that. So not everything is sunshine and rainbows at Fuge Camp. Just want to say that. So, yeah, the Lord's going to work in me on that, I guess. But, and also when I got there, I was with 6 girls that I didn't know from this other church, and none of them wanted to be doing it. It was like some introverts in that group, and I was like not the one. So anyways, God was doing something and I don't know what, but I'll continue to learn from that. So, but it was really fun to see the kids getting closer to each other throughout the week. You know, I watched, like a kid pick up a piece of trash, as small of a thing as that is, to watch somebody in our group do something just as little as that when all of us are walking past it, myself included, and somebody, one of the kids, takes the time to pick it up and take care of it. Just little things like that, watching the way that they care for each other, you know, seeing someone by themselves and kind of being like, hey, what's up? Everything okay? And bringing in the younger ones that might be more timid and trying to get people excited. You know, I love your kids. They're really cool. Also annoying sometimes, but I love them and I have a lot to learn from them. I really do. And so I appreciate all the things the ways that I am continued to learn the fruits of the Spirit. You know, patience, kindness, peace, all those things. So what else do I want to say? I don't know. I think that's it. But thank you. All right, now that everybody got a chance to share, now it's my turn. I have a lot to say. I'm just kidding. Jeez, everybody relax. Okay. So if you hadn't picked up, you know, last year we did, it's the same camp, whatever. It's a Lifeway summer camp. It's called Fuge. Last year we did the Centrifuge program, which we've talked a little about. It was basically all the same except in the afternoons. They would play like capture the flag, dodgeball, go swimming, whatever. And we were at James Madison last year. There was also a much smaller M-Fuge. And our kids were, like, very curious about that. So, like, what's that? What's there? And so we kind of did a little research. And I'm telling them, like, oh, I think they're, like, going out into the community to, like, serve. And the reason we did M-Fuge this year is because last year our kids said, we want to do that. You know, it was not like, all right, kids, like, we're going to go down and serve. Like, this was their choice. This is what they wanted to do. And they killed it. I think oftentimes, I know this, you know, as a parent, like I have blinders on, like when it comes to my kids, like either all I can see is like mostly the bad and it's hard to see the good, or all I can see is the good and it's hard to see the bad. But when other leaders from other churches were telling us, like, your kids are awesome. Like, they're going out onto that beach fearlessly. They're, like, working super hard. Like, you know, so-and-so packed, like, 1,000 diapers in 30 minutes. Right? You know, it's, like, that was really cool and really encouraging. And I just wanted to remind us, like, how special these kids are and how blessed we are to have them here. So, love you guys. Something else that was new, we had we did not have Jarell and Kelly with us this year, and we were very sad about that. But we did have Olivia with us, so that was awesome. We're at a new location, as I mentioned, at Regent University. It was a little different. Don't know if you've heard about the food yet, but we'll be looking at something different for next year, maybe. And I wanted to read a passage that's been on my heart since we got back on Friday. It's from Isaiah chapter 55. Starting in verse 6, he says, "Seek the Lord while you can find on him. Call on him now while he is near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will forgive generously. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. The rain and snow come down from the heavens, and they stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry." And this is the passage that's really been on my mind. "It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always," say always.
Always.
A little camp for you. "It always produces fruit." It always does. "It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. You will live in joy and peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song. The trees of the field will clap their hands. Where once there were thorns, cypress trees will grow. Where nettles grew, myrtles will sprout up. These events will bring great honor to the Lord's name. They will be an everlasting sign of his power and love." And the reason that has been on my heart and mind is, this week, not all of our students were able to make it today. I think we're missing about 4 or 5 kids who are with us. But this week, some students made a decision for the very first time to follow Jesus. Some of our students realized that maybe they've been getting a little bit off track, and they need to kind of reprioritize, and this week really helped them to do that. And for some of our kids, this is just kind of like fuel to the fire that's already raging, you know? But I wanted to encourage us that putting them in these situations where they're receiving the word of God, it will not return void, right? It will do a work in the Lord's time and in the Lord's place and in the Lord's way, but it will. And so
of a lot of people I want to thank, because it's kind of like cliche to be like, we couldn't have done this without you. But you guys know me. I could not have done any of this without you guys. So thank you so much. I want to thank our leaders, Krista and Ross and Olivia. And I want to give a special thanks to Ross and I's families for letting us be away. We each left three children. Or two, no, actually, Lucy was with us. Never mind. So it was harder for Zoe. No, I'm just kidding. but we left our wives behind. So thank you for sending us. And if you want to help them feel better about it, let them know how much you appreciate them for doing that. Okay. Yeah, exactly. I want to thank also the Billings for letting us use their van. Olivia for letting us... Well, she used her own car. Well, and she let Zach drive her car, which is like... That's huge. But Zach specifically, like, that's huge that she let him do that. We had no problems, no accidents. I don't know what that crazy video in your car was. I was not a part of that. I don't know what that was. Only adults rode in Olivia's car. I would just like to make that very clear. I also want to thank the Martins for letting us use their van and the Lemonagers for letting us use their van. And yeah, it was really great. I want to give a shout out to Anne Jones. Where is she? Oh, come on, Ann. She really stepped in when Jordan was born and I stepped away to keep the ball rolling. And honestly, I'm going to ask her to do it next year because she did a way better job than I did. So if you see her, make sure to say thank you for making sure our kids got there. And to Leslie, who does so much, too, with the finances of getting us there and the logistics side of everything. And I wanted to thank you, our church family. We had financial need for this trip, right? Some families were able to pay, some were not, and some were able to pay some. So not all of these kids could have gone if you had not given of your hard-earned money to send these kids on this trip. So we thank you so much for that. And we know that you were praying for them there and back. And I would ask you guys to continue to do that. This week, and I asked them to do some weird stuff during the week that was like fun but different. And I was like, "We're at camp; we get to do weird stuff, you know." But the truth is, like, life is not camp, and there is a certain amount of emotional energy that kind of feeds this spiritual experience, and that's going to change. But the truth that we learned and the truth that we experienced while they're there is still true and will be true. So I would ask that you guys just continue to pray for our teens as they learn how to take that experience and the truth that they learned and bring it into their real everyday lives where they don't have a counselor with a huge flag jumping up all over the place all the time. And they're not going to church every single day. They're going into life, into neighborhoods, into school buildings where that's not maybe encouraged. And so just continue to pray for them, love on them as you can. I did want to give a special shout out to our big boys. That's what I've been calling them all week. Zach, Yoshi, and Jonathan. I know this does not look impressive. this was an activity that they had us do where we wrote about somebody in our group at some point. Maybe it was this week or maybe it was, like Yoshi said, sometime over the last like 7 years that people have encouraged us in our faith and shown us what it looks like to follow Jesus. And so they all wrote on this. And a lot of the kids, it was directed at these three guys, which is well-earned. They have been incredible leaders in our group. And it's been really cool to see them come from like Nicholas's age to be these big guys with facial hair, to see the ways that they've grown and the ways they've surrendered. But I did tell the rest of our kids, I said, they'd be the first to tell you that there's nothing special about them, but they are surrendered to the Lord. And they allow the Spirit of God to draw out of them the abundant life that we see them living into. And so our group is going to change. It's going to look a little bit different in August and September when you guys aren't here. But I challenged the students, and if you have a child in this group, or if you're friends with a kid in this group, I challenge them not to hold back. These guys did not hold back from us. They gave us their whole selves, the good, the bad, and everything in between, and God has used it. And our group is going to need these younger students to step up and allow the Lord to come through them. And we're going to be missing these guys, but we're not going to be missing the Spirit of God. And so I'm excited to see how these students maybe step up in your absence. And you can come check in on Christmas break and be like, how are they doing? And I'll let you know. I'll tell you for real. And the last thing, is this the last thing that I want to say? Yes. Parents, who sent your kids on this trip? It's crazy. I mean, we drove through D.C. on July 4th. Like, there's a lot of risk involved in this trip. And we're trusting Fuge to, like, have a preacher who's not going to, like, be a heretic and worship that's not going to be, like, totally performative, right? So a lot of prayer goes into this. And I just want to thank you guys. Like, we know that your kids are your treasure. And but we also know that they don't belong to us first. They belong to the Lord. So I want to thank you guys for trusting us with them, for being willing to open your hands and say, put them in a place where that God can really, in a unique and a special way, meet them and give to them what they need. So families, thank you so much. I'm really grateful for that. But most of all, I thank God. That's your cue to come up here. Because we're going to do the song, I Thank God. Okay. All right, I'm just going to pray for us, pray for everybody, and then we're going to close with one more song. God, thank you so much. There's a lot of prayer, a lot of requests made. And like we learned this week, we don't always know what's best for us. Even if the answer to some of those prayers was no or wait or different entirely, God, we just thank you for the way that you worked in us and in our students this week. God, we thank you for the ministry of Fuge Camps, God, to prayerfully put together camp programs that are really meaningful, special, fun, and impactful to us and to our students. Just pray you would bless them as they finish out their summer. God, be with our students, Lord, as they take these truths and these experiences and figure out how to integrate them into their everyday life. God, I pray that they would feel your loving presence with them as they do that. They would know that even in the stillness of their bedroom, the God who made the universe is with them and loves them and wants good things for them. So God, just be with them and strengthen them for the days and weeks and months ahead. Help us as a church family, as their parents, as their friends. God, help us know how to come around them and effectively encourage them, love them, support them as they try to follow you in this life, Lord. We love you so much. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.